Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is Thursday, April 19th, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. I'm in Palo Alto, California tonight, and we had a great lunch with subscribers, a brunch in San Jose last Saturday. Australian subscriber Tony Brigstock and his wife Jackie, who's a wonderful, amazing head of the music ministry at the Jubilee Christian Center here in San Jose. Tony's a former PGA Tour golfer and happens to be an incredible chef. And we had about 20-plus subscribers, lots of engineers and technologists and entrepreneurs from the Silicon Valley area. And we came together and just had an amazing time, lots of group conversations and one-on-one conversations. Darlene sent out the email list to everyone who attended it, who had approved to share their email, so I'm hoping good friendships and conspiracies are already percolating. I'm leaving for Portugal tomorrow. One of my goals is to get a better understanding of what's really going on in the ground in Europe, so more on that when I get back. 2 weeks from now, we've emailed Western European subscribers to see if you'd like to join me for lunch in Lisbon this weekend, so you can RSVP on the blog. Our theme tonight is a hot time in Latin America. It would almost have been a perfect week to talk with John Rappaport about and Ellis Medavoy about how to do distraction. We had all of the leadership in the Americas meeting at the Summit of the Americas in April 14th and 15th, and that's a pretty big meeting. We had the U.S. president down there. We had Canada there, literally all of the Americas. It's the sixth summit. And there were some pretty serious issues. Probably the most serious was the increased trade competition within the Americas and more sort of barriers going up as currency wars occur, more trade tariffs and real economic troubles. How are we going to handle the kind of competition and the way it's turning? That was one on the issue. You're seeing more and more people in Latin America and more leaders looking for liberalization of the drug laws. The war on drugs is very expensive, very destructive, and, of course, works to the United States' benefit. And so the United States, of course, don't want to talk about legalization. Those two things were completely papered over by the fact that we had what I would call a phony baloney scandal about members of the U.S. military and Secret Service and the advance team seeing prostitutes. And it was amazing this week. I'm in California. I was driving around and using someone else's car that was turned. Everything was turned to NPR, and I can't tell you how much of the news was filled with the prostitution scandal. I was amazed. It was very hard to get real information on the real issues, but it's not surprising, given the particularly in election year, the desire of the American leadership to not, and the Canadian leadership to not want to talk about the real issues, particularly why they want to keep the war on drugs going. We had a new blog post that I put up on the blog that's connected to that on the extraordinary explosion of the prison population in the United States. It's going to become a bigger and bigger issue, and I'll talk about it another week. But we're literally so significantly outpacing the rest of the world in terms of the per capita prison population, that it's an embarrassment, particularly given the extent to which that prison population is being swung over to provide a literally extremely low cost, if not slave labor, for large corporations and the government. So we'll talk about it another time, but it's part of the drug law liberalization conversation, and it's very serious.